It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we...
Back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We were talking during the break that Barbecue Bob has got to go fill that tag up north and get him some venison for the freezer. And you know what? We got a couple venison recipes this segment that we might want to share with you. So, Bob, it's all yours.
Yeah, it's so funny because Wednesday night we saw, of course, a lot of our kids' friends. And my niece's husband was asking, you know, he said, man, we got stumped up north. We're not getting anything. And I said, yeah, I got stumped too.
Yeah.
But skunked, I guess, is what he said.
Right.
But he said the same thing. But when I was bow hunting, all the bucks were coming around me out of range. When I'm rifle hunting, all the doe are coming around me in range.
Right.
You know, I could pop them off so easily with a bow or a gun, but I don't have a doe permit. I think when it comes to the bow season coming back, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to be up there with a bow and a muzzleloader.
Ooh, there you go.
I wonder if you can do that. I wish...
Bow season opens back up, and so does muzzle loaders.
I know.
I
wonder if you can.
Why?
Seems like it should be an op. Because if a doe comes within range, you want to take it with your bow. But if you see a buck in 150 yards down range, you got your muzzle loader.
Well, that
seems
muzzle
pretty smart.
What, you don't want to scare the other ones away when you shoot the doe with a muzzle loader?
I don't think you can shoot a doe. I don't think you're allowed to shoot a doe with a muzzle loader. Unless you have a doe permit.
You know what? I'm not
so
an authority on that.
Anymore.
I don't know that either. But it seems to me that if you have a doe permit, it doesn't matter what.
I don't have a doe permit.
Oh, well, then there you go.
I could probably get a landowner's permit, though.
Yeah. So
that's a good thought.
Yep.
So speaking of doe, they're so tasty.
Right.
Now, my friend Greg Brown from, let's say, Smyrna, gave me this recipe. And I met his buddy at the... We went to a party at his house last winter, and I met his buddy, and he goes, yeah, you did that tasty deer treats recipe, don't you? I go, yeah. He goes, that's mine.
Oh.
I said, you mean Greg's been getting the credit all these years? He goes, yeah, pot liquor takes credit for everything.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sorry I can't remember
his friend's
name.
But this is a good one.
It's wonderful, and it's on the Grillin' Guys website. If you haven't been to our website, go to thegrillinguys.com, and in the top right corner, you'll see a search bar. And just click in deer or tasty deer treats or venison or anything like that. You can find over 200 recipes on this site. And then below that, you're going to see, or maybe it's at the bottom of our new page now,
mm-hmm.
You'll see a spot to sign up for our podcast. If you don't get the podcast, I'm telling you, podcasting is huge. And I listen to them all the time. I hardly ever turn on the TV anymore.
Right.
I want to get my news. I got certain guys I go to, aggregates and whatever, and I just let them tell me what's going on.
Right.
Because then I can do it while I'm driving.
Yeah.
So anyway, tasty deer treats. This is cool. Now, if you know what a backstrap is, that's actually the loin, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a deer, it's this most beautiful lean piece of meat you could ask for.
Runs right along the backbone on either side. There's two of them.
Yep. And if you don't know how to butterfly, suggest checking out a video on how to butterfly a loin, because pork loin, beef loin, anything, it's really nice to be able to fillet that thing open and then stuff it.
Right.
And you can make your butterfly, and there's several ways. You can cut it down the center and then go towards each side and make a V-cut, and that's the one I like the best, because then it's all together in the center. And
what's all together? All your filling?
Whatever you're stuffing.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Otherwise, if you make a pinwheel out of it, then you've got a small amount all the way around it. And either one will work. But this one's going to tell you to put in apples, jalapeno, and cream cheese, I believe.
Nothing
and
wrong
I
with that
combination.
I didn't
even pull up the recipe, but I'm going to be trying it out again here, because the apple jalapeno is fantastic. And then when you actually, it calls for another type of cheese. And you have to go to thegrillingguys.com and punch in tasty deer treats.
Yep.
So there's a cheese that goes in there, but I don't believe it's cream cheese. And I'm sorry. I should have pulled it up before I did this.
Well, a little Borzen would go in there. Good.
You could do a lot of things, but I believe this calls for Havarti. And anyway,
I have a party with Havarti.
Anyway, the combination of apple and jalapeno is so cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then you wrap the thing in bacon.
Yeah.
And you take away all the health benefits, but it tastes so good. Oh, and then you just put it on the grill, direct grill at low heat. Takes about probably 40 minutes to get that bacon crisp all the way around. Keep rolling it. And, of course, take a couple toothpicks and pin it in. But you just keep turning it over, and you want that center to be 130 max.
Right.
And it is going to blow your mind, the taste combinations that come out of this thing. I mean, it's just fabulous.
Yeah, awesome. I've got a derivative of that. If you don't have venison, okay, what I want you to do is buy some kielbasas or sausages, whatever you want. Links of sausages.
Italian.
Right? Yep. Italian sausage would be great. Spicy Italian would be even better. Okay? And I'm going to have you cut them in like 3/4 inch lengths, right? Then I take a slice of thick bacon and wrap around the outside, and the bacon sticks up about maybe 1/4 inch above the length of the sausage. Creates a little cup on top, right? And I'm going to stick a toothpick through that bacon. I only want to go once around, okay? And then I'm going to make a combination of a diced jalapeno, some honey, cream cheese and cheddar cheese, and mix that together.
And put a little dollop in there?
Yeah, put a little dollop on top of that. Now, these are smoked. They're not grilled. And they're going to set right on in.
Be like a crown.
Yeah, exactly. And with that cream cheese, the cheddar cheese firms it up. The honey and the jalapeno, again, the sweet and the heat, is amazing. Now, I set these things just so that I don't have to try to get them to sit on my grates.
Right.
I'll sit them on a cookie sheet. Right,
or in the smoker. Or a smoker tray.
Yeah, either way, yep. And but just set them up so and you got that dollop of the mixture in top. And, you know, I'm smoking 250, 275. You'll tell when the bacon's done, right? But generally an hour, hour and a half. And, oh, man, are these good.
With bacon, you're going to go that low?
I am. It gets done. It gets done. It just takes a while. And I want to make sure that sausage is cooked through. I buy raw sausages. I don't buy cooked sausage when I do this.
Sobey's got some nice Italian.
Oh yeah.
Sweet and hot.
Yeah.
Both versions.
Exactly. Yep. And he sells sausages. So that's cool.
You're so weird.
But anyway, so that's just a nice little treat. These are the fun things that you can do during the holidays when people come over. So, you know, we're all good.
Play around on your grill.
Yeah. Right. You aren't gonna hurt anything. I guarantee it. So you know what? You botched that recipe up I just gave you. You got $8 into it.
And,
right? I mean, come on.
And you're going to eat it no matter what.
Right.
I wonder what the top looks like when you're done smoking it.
You know, it's
brain salad.
Yeah, maybe. Yep, a little bit. I mean, depends if you put the cheddar cheese because that's what firms it up. If it was just the cream cheese, it kind of ooze all over.
Oh.
But the cheddar kind of glues it all together. And so anyway, just a lot of fun. Something to do, no big deal. It's something to eat. But coming up next, are we going to be talking to Mr. Sobey himself?
We are.
We're going to dial up the Polish Prince of Meat, and we're going to have a little conversation about what you can put on your holiday table. So stick with us. We'll be back.